This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 384. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Sage Summit, which is happening in Chicago on July 25th to 28th in McCormick Place. It is the largest conference for small and medium businesses in the world, with speakers this year like Richard Branson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Zoe Deschanel, Ashton Kutcher, Damon John, Robert Herjavec, and yours truly. Well, on today's show, technology, of course, is required for any successful entrepreneur. In this next hour, we're going to talk about the must-haves for your small business. Plus, what is the tech scene really like in Chicago? A special guest gives us a peek behind the curtain. And besides death and taxes, there actually is a third universal truth. There never is enough time to get everything done that you want. How can you get some of that time back that we inevitably waste every single day? Plus, can yoga and meditation really help your business? In this hour, we get beyond the woo-woo and see if you can really have yoga and meditation help your business. But first, here are the facts. 75% of all hacker incidences happen against small businesses, and the average loss for a small business in this incident is almost $50,000. What can we do to protect our companies? Here to help is Dave Smith. He's the Microsoft Vice President who's focused on working with small and medium business partner ecosystems, and that's more than 100 million small businesses across the globe. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barry. Great to be on.
Well, this is a huge problem. Except when your small business is targeted, then it becomes a really big problem for you, right?
Yeah, you talked about it in the opening. This is very serious. Forbes estimates that it's about 2 trillion impact by 2019. It's something that no small business owner or team can ignore any further. It's something they got to take seriously.
Why are small business owners, Dave, particularly vulnerable to hacking?
Well, there's a combination of factors that are impacting small business owners. One is, you know, these hackers are getting quite sophisticated. It could happen in a lot of different ways. It could be an employee that's lost his or her device, where a hacker can get a hold of that device and break in and then get access to corporate sensitive information on that email. It could be something like a phishing scam or rogue security software that gets in on a desktop, fake technical support, fraudulent contests and emails. There's all sorts of new ways and creative ways that the hackers are finding ways into small businesses.
It's interesting because when I was with one of my clients last week, they said that one of their servers was actually held ransom and they had to pay in $800 worth of bitcoins. So he had to take dollars and transfer it to bitcoins to get his server back.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens with the psychology of this, and it can happen in your personal life too. They get in your mind and put a sense of urgency in front of your employees. Quite often, you'll see something sort of invade on your screen. It says, right now, you've been breached. Please call this number. Please give your credit card information. Please do, you know, X, Y, and Z. And every time you fall for a couple of those steps, it really puts a lot of a risk into the organization.
I think the other risk is a lot of people think just because they load virus software onto their computer, their tablet, or their smartphone, it's protecting them, and they forget about their website.
That's exactly right. The bottom line is that small businesses are only going to embrace the cloud, you know, if they can trust it. Mm-hmm. And we've got to start doing more deliberate things to protect small businesses. In some ways, I think about it as the Small Business Bill of Rights to have a secure sort of environment for their employees to work.
Exactly. So what kinds of things is Microsoft doing to protect the small business owner?
Well, you know, there are several things that we're doing. And you know, we invest quite heavily in this area. We have something called our Trusted Cloud Principles, and it's around security, privacy and control, compliance, and transparency. And we try and tackle head-on some of these things that we talked earlier in the program. It starts with protecting and giving your employees protection against these hackers that are coming in with these malware, these viruses, these phishing scams, and so on. And there's innovations, especially with cloud, and in terms of having real-time updates to the security patches. Windows 10 and our Office offerings are great examples of this, where we've built in the capabilities now for real-time updates so that there's protection against identity and access control and threat resistance. All of these things are now built in real-time to give more sort of power to that small business owner and organization not to worry about this as much as they have in the past in terms of not having the most current software.
We're talking with Dave Smith, the Microsoft Vice President in charge of small and medium-sized business partner ecosystem. Dave, so is this why it's really important for the small business to say, hey, let's put all the stuff in the cloud, so let the cloud provider really worry about security, because that's really their business. It's not our business, you know, running a plumbing store.
That's exactly right, and I love the plumbing store example. You know, at the end of the day, you know, small businesses, they can't afford to have large IT staffs worrying about security, you know, 24 hours a day. They're in a business, in this case, of being a plumber or a small doctor's office or a small florist, a small baker, and they have their day jobs to take care of. The good news is that thanks to a lot of innovation, thanks to some new capabilities, we can make it a lot easier for small businesses to leverage new offerings so that they don't have to put as much resource into protecting their environments as they have in the past.
And so talk more about that. What do you mean by it?
Well, let's take, for example, Office 365, our new offering that we've had out for a couple of years that allows PowerPoint, Word, and Excel. In many cases, many organizations are running older versions of the software. The software, in terms of the documents and document management, now is on multiple devices, for example, mobile phones. With our cloud offerings, you can now secure your mobile devices. So imagine a scenario where an employee has misplaced or had their mobile device stolen. We now have the capability, as a business owner, to immediately go out and wipe that device of its information. And this is exactly the type of thing that would prevent then that hacker or that person trying to do malicious things from getting in there and getting access to that sensitive company information.
Dave, some of the people worry because you see in the news all the time about some of these large hacks that happen. And in the news this month was that Twitter supposedly lost all these passwords or things like that. Some people get nervous about that. Are they going to put their stuff in the cloud and there's going to be this large hack and then they're going to lose it?
Yeah, that is a big deal. Weak passwords are something that every owner of a small business should be worried about.
I mean, it shouldn't be password one?
Well, exactly.
Or hello?
Exactly. Well, exactly not. You know, complex passwords are extremely important. And this is one of the primary ways that hackers are making their way in. You know, there's some new technologies that are pretty exciting. Windows Hello, for example. That allows you to have facial recognition. There's new features that provide multiple layers of security. For example, if you're accessing into your company's intranet, having a text message come to you that requires you to enter a certain code before you have access. In other words, not just one layer of password protection, but two layers of password protection.
You know, a lot of folks will say, that's all great, but I'm just trying to use my computer. It's just way too much bother. Is it really the price you have to pay for entrance being in this kind of environment?
Look, at the end of the day, you know, you do have to be thoughtful about protecting the blood, sweat, and tears you put into building your small business. And your IP, the way you hold your financials, the sensitive information that you're gathering every day about your own partnerships and customers, it needs to be protected. And every small business owner needs to dedicate some time to making sure that their environment is as healthy as it needs to be.
You know, it's interesting because we all have health insurance. We all have car insurance. We all have homeowners insurance. You got to really have insurance for your business like this, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so one of the big recommendations that I have for every small business is, you know, first and foremost, be great at what you do every day. You know, in the case of the plumber, they have to understand how they're going to provide value and run their organization and grow and compete in their marketplace. They have to think more deliberately about how they enable that via technologies. the great news is that more than ever before, even a small plumber can access offerings for their IT needs that only enterprises could afford for the past decade or so.
Absolutely.
What we've done is we've brought this down to the small business.
Yeah, it's really been great. And you have to invest so little now, and you really get a huge return. Well, Dave, where can people learn more about Microsoft solutions in this area?
Well, Microsoft has offices in many markets, including yours. And there are local small and mid-sized business teams in each of the markets in the U.S. Obviously, up at Microsoft.com, we have great places to go for small and mid-sized businesses to get and learn more about their particular areas where we can help them. And I would highly encourage them to do that.
Dave, thanks for being on the show.
Okay, appreciate it, Barry.
Coming up, how you can get an hour back in your day every day guaranteed. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Mary DeBanges with a look at your roadways. Eden's either way, free and clear. Coming in on the Kennedy, clogged up from the O'Hare extension down to Cumberland, where you lose two left lanes until 8 a.m. O'Hare into downtown 21, outbound is 20. Express lanes will reopen at 8 a.m. The rest of the expressways and tollways motoring along at the posted speed, and Lakeshore Drive is wide open. This report is brought to you by Jewel Osco. Don't miss Jewel's three-day sale and save on USDA Choice Chuck Roast, just $2.88 a pound. Get juicy savings on jumbo watermelons, only $2.88 each. And save big on select varieties of Doritos, only $1.88, limit two. Scattered thunderstorms today, hot and humid, a high of 89. Currently, it's 84 degrees downtown Chicago. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With Don't This Morning either. With Gordon
Bruce
Deal.
Told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Let me get right to the point. Thousands of listeners have bought my pillows, and if you're not one of the cool kids, why not? If for no other reason than you haven't changed your pillow in the last couple of years, now would be a great time. Your pillow absorbs dead skin, dirt, skin oils, and dust mites that can cause allergies, acne, asthma, and who knows what else. You really deserve a washable My Pillow. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's a great health investment. Best of all, I know you'll sleep better. I do. My Pillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation for good reason. So visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy for the 2-for-1 offer. Give one as a gift and keep the other one for you. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy, 800-489-0201.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows
to a crawl.
This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, so let's face it. Besides death and taxes, there's now a third universal truth. There never is enough time to get everything done you want in a day. here to help get some of that time back is Edward G. Brown, who's the author of The Time Bandit Solution, Recovering Stolen Time for You Never Knew You Had. Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry, and thank you for having me on.
So why do people think that there's never enough time?
Because they've become acculturated as a result of the Internet to unwanted, unplanned, and totally unproductive interruptions. It's the new normal.
Right. So we live in an interruption-based culture, and that really does hurt our productivity, right?
Totally.
And so, Edward, how do you prevent yourself from getting interrupted? Because it seems to me a lot of people want to get interrupted. You know, every single time that ding goes off or that buzzer goes off, it's like I get the shot of dopamine in my body, and somewhere along the line it makes you feel good.
That's great, Barry. Well, the best thing to do is sit down and conduct an analysis like I have on my videotape, which everyone's entitled to receive for free, and analyze the amount of time you lose every day. And you'll find, if you're like the focus group that we had on video, 40 to 60% of your time, or 3 to 5 hours a day, every day, is lost
to interruptions. Wow, that's unbelievable. And so how do you actually do that? Do you just write down each task you do during the day?
Yes. No. You write down the number of interruptions you receive during the day, and how many of them you receive, and ask yourself about how important momentum is. I know you, Barry, as a writer, understand momentum. When you lose momentum, it means you have to start up again, and that's almost impossible. So thus, you end up doing over what you've started. Even the simple interruption, hey, Barry, you got a minute, can destroy momentum.
So, Edward, hasn't this been really made worse by the whole concept of an open office? You know, it used to be people were like in cubicles or behind closed doors, but now you're walking by, you can just say howdy.
Look, we've got a few minutes, so let me shock the audience. In 2005, $588 billion was the research conducted by Basics Research and published on CNN as the cost of interruptions growing at the rate of 7%. That means in 2016, that's $1 trillion.
Wow.
With open office, you can double that amount. In other words, make it $2 trillion in lost productivity as a result of unwanted interruptions.
Wow. So you talk about in the book the five factors that cost you the most time. What are they?
Number one, the interruption itself. Two, the fact that after the interruption, you try to restart your engines and go back to where you left off, and it's impossible. So number four, you have to do over everything you had done prior to the interruption. This creates distress. The manifestation of that distress is a loss of productivity and efficiency.
So, Edward, how do we get off this hamster wheel? Because it seems like people are pumping their legs faster and faster, faster, but getting less and less done.
When you decide that the reason I called the book Time Bandits is because these time bandits are stealing your time. It couldn't be your boss. You can be the boss. And look, everyone, those of you who own the time that the employees are losing because of unwanted interruption are paying for that time. All they need to do, everyone, all you need to do if you're in business is negotiate with the time bandit what I call a mutual time lock agreement, where you're guaranteed hours, perhaps days, of uninterrupted time during which you can maintain your momentum and not worry about you got a minute or any other interruption. Barry, please.
So how do you do that?
In the book, I have worked out all the scripts that are totally unoffensive, and I predict objections from the time bandit, and I teach you how to overcome those objections so that you are not ever held in contempt or you're not ever insulting to the time bandit. In fact, the time bandit becomes grateful because most time bandits have time bandits, so you're going to teach them what they need to do with their time bandits.
So give us an idea of what one of those scripts sounds like, Edward.
Barry, I wonder, do you find that sometimes you can't meet your deadlines? Are you ever interrupted at a time and during a moment when you're building momentum and the interruption from a colleague or even from your boss throws your concentration out the window? You now have mental leakage instead of a concentration, and you find yourself having to start over again. Barry, not once, but every time you approach the time band with that line, they're going to laugh, and they're going to say yes. And you make a deal with them, and it's called the mutual time lock agreement.
And so tell us about the mutual time lock agreement. What does it look like?
It's a very simple agreement. It looks like a legal instrument, but it's not, obviously. This is all set in a social setting. At the top of the page, mutual time lock agreement. I, Barry Maltz, recognizing that Edward G. Brown is my colleague and that I may inadvertently from time to time interrupt him, and that might cost him a loss of momentum, do hereby promise that not to interrupt him for any reason except an emergency between this hour and that hour. And in return, Edward G. Brown promises Barry Maltz exactly the same consideration.
So what do you do when people will invariably, Edward, break these agreements?
You bring it to their attention. Barry, I know you meant well when you interrupted me today. You just blew my concentration when you did. But it's okay. It was very important to you. But I just want to say to you, I'm suffering today as a result of it. I'm behind my deadline. I may not meet it at all. It's sociologically wonderful. There are books out that have the title, Don't Accept Interruptions or Say No to Interruptions. That's a great way to get fired, Barry, or lose friends.
So how do you make the same agreement with your technology devices?
You actually, if you're talking about your iPhone, we look at our iPhone more than 150 times a day.
I know.
You have to change behavior. In the book, there are techniques for overcoming mental leakage and for increasing self-discipline so that if you're a college student or if you're an employer or employee, you can actually set a time and use your mechanical devices or electronic devices to help you. Between this hour and this hour, I'm going to stay focused on this task or that task and not allow my concentration to be broken.
Right, because there are also actually software tools or set do not disturb, not to go off, right, during
the
particular time.
In my office, we have signs that say, time lock, do not disturb. Exactly, Barry. You got it right.
And so what do you do when you yourself break those agreements because you're actually now looking for interruptions, right? That you don't know what to do all this time. You haven't been interrupted in the last 5 minutes, and you start to
Barry,
freak out.
Don't laugh. My research indicates you're absolutely right. We are
our own. It happens to me, so I know.
And so there's a whole section in the book devoted to mindfulness and how we can get rid of a mental leakage. We think about yesterday, we think about tomorrow, and worry, 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 and we lose our concentration for today.
Yeah, what I find, what I do to help myself, besides a lot of the stuff that you mentioned, was I actually have a sign at my desk that says focus. And whenever I find myself drifting, I go, I verbally out loud, Edward, I have to say, Barry, focus, Barry, focus.
Barry,
it helps.
You must have read my book because
of course I did.
I have that in my book. I say, first of all, we have so much chaos in our lives, and the internet is so seductive. And that's why we've become so acculturated to the new norm, which is interruptions are okay, they're not okay. And it's not just interruptions, it's other distractions. Facebook, internet, and all the other progenies of internet have made it impossible for us to stay focused, but it not really. If you read my book, and Barry, based on what you already know, you can concentrate and you can overcome the fact that you are your own worst time bandit.
It's an important topic. If you want to get in touch with Edward or get his book, go to www.timebanditsolution.com. Edward, thanks so much.
You're so welcome, Barry. Incidentally, if you do contact me by using my internet, you get a free book, you get a free videotape, and I'm offering free consultation.
Edward, thanks so much. Coming up next, can yoga and meditation really help your business? Is AM 560 the answer? We'll be right back.
Most of America is just straight-up car stupid.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
You fleece your car, acting like when you rented your car, you did a good deal. Give me a break. And the stupid thing loses 60 to 70% of its value when you buy a new one in the first 4 years that you drive it. So you turn $30,000 into $11,000 and then scratch your head and wonder why you can't get ahead financially. This is not hard to think about, people.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. At least 24 dead in West Virginia flash floods, and the state believes there are still people missing in Greenbrier County. Some residents now getting to see their destroyed homes and forced to relive the terror of the flood.
When you're sitting in an attic and watching the water rise, and you can go no higher and cannot go out, it's absolutely gut-wrenching.
Three counties declared a federal disaster area. More counties may be added. New York and San Francisco will host two of the world's largest gay pride parades today. In the wake of the Orlando murders, participants say the celebrations will be more somber.
With the situation that happened in Orlando, I think it's a little bit more of a gay pride this year.
Security's tight in both cities. More than 1 million people expected for each parade. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your roadways. Well, the traffic volume, very light, so ideal travel times all the way across the board. The Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Stevenson, Dan Ryan, Bishop Ford, I-57, all rolling along trouble-free. Our tollway system behaving itself as well. CTA Metro South Shore running extra trains later today to accommodate the hundreds of thousands expected at the Pride Parade on Chicago's north side. The parade steps off at noon at Montrose and Broadway. This report is brought to you by LedSafe America. Does your child struggle to concentrate and pay attention? What looks like ADD or autism may actually be caused by lead poisoning. Lead is a neurotoxin. It can cause permanent brain damage. Find out how to protect your family. Go to LedSafeAmerica.org. Scattered thunderstorms today. Hot and humid, high 89. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Congratulations to all who took the Balance of Nature New Year's Challenge. Success stories are pouring in. So many people have been helped through this incentive that I have asked Balance of Nature to continue this challenge for as long as possible.
I'll tell you what, this stuff is great. I haven't gotten sick. Everybody around me is coming down with that laryngitis. and it seems like it's all over the country. It's like a respiratory tract infection, and people lose their voice, and then it goes away, and then it comes back like 2 weeks later, and it's worse. I teach in a school. Half the teachers here, you know, are sick. You know, they're miserable, and I haven't gotten sick, and I swear it's this stuff. It's this fruits and veggies I'm taking.
Good health is just a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Call now and take the health challenge to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, there's a not-so-secret new weapon that it's coming for small business owners. The powerful combination of yoga and meditation. Here to show you how to integrate it with your business is Ali Valdez. She's a high-tech executive, business entrepreneur, longtime teacher of yoga and meditation. Through her own practice, success, and mentoring of others, she has found the key for combining corporate management experience with the sacred science of yoga to create a number of successful businesses. Ali, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry, for having me on.
So a lot of people, a lot of small business owners, they'll hear that introduction and say, ah, that's just a bunch of woo-woo and a bunch of crap, right? That you can really have yoga and meditation that can really help my business. What do you think?
Well, I think first and foremost, a lot of people don't understand what yoga is. They see it as this esoteric Eastern science that, you know, involves you stretching your body in ways that most executives can't even touch their toes. And meditation is something you do in a large group, when really, in fact, meditation is about sitting down and finding a way to be very silent and very focused. And as any entrepreneur or business owner knows, once you get really focused, you have the ability to see things quite clearly. You have the ability to learn how to prioritize. You begin to cultivate awareness of your own intuition, and from there can make better business decisions, better manage your time and stress. So I think it's highly valuable. And the physical aspects of yoga are equally important. A lot of executives are sitting in chairs, or in my case, I travel 6 months out of the year internationally. That's a lot of chair time. So just keeping the body healthy is critical to being successful, because you want to feel good in front of your customers. You want to feel good in your own skin. You want to feel good as a leader of your own business.
You know, it's interesting because I've been a practicer of karate for a long time, and every year we have these different karate challenges, and you have to do all this physical stuff. But one of the karate challenges is a one-hour meditation. And I always say every year, that's the biggest challenge of all, is to sit with my own mind for 1 hour. That's tough.
It is tough. We have something in yoga called vrittis, which means fluctuations of the mind, of which there are five different things that at any given time prevent you from managing your own conscious awareness. And by the way, I think karate is as much a foundational practice for business people, if yoga isn't the practice of choice, because it requires discipline, focus, concentration, and meticulous execution. But meditating for 1 hour, what I recommend for people is start small.
Absolutely.
The first thing you do is you get up in the morning, you sit up straight, you close your eyes, and you breathe. And maybe you can do that for about 5 minutes. But I think in general, business people, notably entrepreneurs, are very ambitious. So it's either 1 hour or nothing at all. And if they don't do it well, they move on. And that's really not how we cultivate skills, right? We cultivate skills through practice and over time and mentorship. And meditation is no different.
You know, it's funny because when I first started taking meditation, I did it at a Zen Buddhist temple. And I said to the Zen master, well, you know, I want to start meditating at home. You know, how long should I meditate for? And he says, well, why don't you try 3 minutes a day? And he says, and if that works for the first year, next year, try 4 minutes. Right. And I totally agree with that. We try to accomplish way too much. And if people would just start out very simply, they'd have more of a chance of success.
Yeah, I think it's about finding the balance, right? I mean, as an entrepreneur in general, on many levels, I mean, I think the ways that we get stuck are these old patterns where we want to overperform, we want to overachieve, we want to execute, which are all noble, but we have to find the balance between executing logically or reasonably, achieving in ways that are actually beneficial, and having humility and patience in trying something new. and sticking with it until we see, you know, a favorable outcome. I did my meditation studies primarily in Southeast Asia under the Vajrayana Buddhism tradition. And we had to sit 10, 12 hours a day on a hardwood floor.
Wow.
And talk about just having to get over yourself and get over your ideas and your ego and just be really patient with being in a state of nothingness. It was a highly valuable experience for me.
And this is why I want to talk about this on the radio show, because I think as a small business owner, there's tremendous stress among your mind and your body, and you have to do something to relieve it.
Absolutely. And even if it's 3 hours a day, I mean, to quote Tony Robbins, his big thing is, if you get up in the morning and you don't have 10 minutes for yourself, you don't have a life. And we could apply that to anything to which we have passion. Meditation, getting up, going for a bike ride, going to a yoga class. Like, why is it that everything is more important than 10 to 60 minutes of sanity a day? And I know everyone who takes the time to get grounded, to connect inward, and to exercise and take care of their body through things like diet, they always perform well. Nobody is losing productivity and losing customers because they're taking care of themselves, right?
Yeah, Natalie, I've got 30 seconds left, and the last question I have for you. So why don't you think, what prevents people from starting to help themselves in this way?
Because I don't think we're conditioned as a capitalist economy to take care of ourselves, right? But luckily, there's a billion-dollar market that is growing.
That's right, exactly. Exactly.
That are encouraging you to do that. So I think it's starting small and being okay with that.
Allie, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you?
You can reach me at www.sattvayogaonline. That's S-A-T-T-V-A. Or you can reach me on Twitter at Global Yogini.
Allie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Barry. Have a great day.
Coming up, what is the tech scene really like in Chicago? Straight ahead, we're going to peek right behind the curtain. This AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Mary DeBanges with a look at your roadways. On Chicago's south side, 71st Street is blocked at Ashland Avenue as police are on the scene investigating a shooting. Use 69th Street as your alternate to navigate around that closure. Also on the south side, Indiana Avenue closed north and south between Cermak and 24th Place, and that's for the Chicago Food Truck Festival. Keep in mind that CTA, Metra, and South Shore are all running extra trains today to accommodate for the expected hundreds of thousands expected on Chicago's north side in the Uptown neighborhood for the Pride Parade, which steps off at the corner of Montrose and Broadway at noon today. And weather-wise, well, we're expecting scattered thunderstorms, hot and humid, a high of 89 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, Bam, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is Bam, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Small business owners don't play by the rules.
Don't play by the rules.
Why should they be judged by them? There's no shortage of awards programs honoring owners, but most measure the same old, revenues, growth. That's not a bad thing, but small business owners deserve more. They should be celebrated for the things they don't do. They don't follow. They ignore conventional wisdom. They do it the hard way. With Nextiva, they're hosting new awards for small business owners that forge their own path and break the rules.
Forge their own path and break the rules.
The Rule Breaker Awards will honor and celebrate those small business owners who have succeeded by doing it their way. Nominate yourself or someone else for these prestigious awards. Nominations close on June 30th. Go to RuleBreakerAwards.com. That's RuleBreakerAwards.com.
RuleBreakerAwards.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's X-Track, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. X-Track is FDA-cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, X-Track is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live X-Track clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now 800-972-3143. That's 800-972-3143. 800-972-3143 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply, results may vary.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, technology, of course, is required for any successful entrepreneur. Here to help with her top tips is Florence Hardy, who has been a successful attorney and business consultant for over 8 years. She'd worked for the city of Chicago, DePaul University, had her own law practice before recently joining the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce as the manager of the Small Business Development Center. Florence, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Talk for a minute if there's someone out there that doesn't know what the Small Business Development Centers are around this country.
Sure. Small Business Development Centers are a network of centers that are funded by federal and state funds to provide business resources to those who are in business or those looking to start. So you can meet with a business consultant for free one-on-one to discuss your idea, whether you're in business or not. If you're in business, we can provide resources, whether it be marketing, strategic, financial, to help you get to that next step. And again, it's all free of charge. You pay for it with your taxes, so you might as well take advantage of it.
There you go. I love that. And when you say that they can meet with them multiple times, not just one time?
It's multiple times. Some of my clients I see once every 6 weeks and have done so for the past year and a half. So it's as often or as little as a business owner may like. I also have some clients who've come into the office once and just email me questions or request for resources. So it's really made to fit whatever the business owner needs.
And I think that the SBDCs, they really do a great service because we know how lonely it is to be a small business owner, entrepreneur, when you can ask someone who's been there before for advice, that really helps.
Absolutely. And that's what I find is most helpful to most of my clients. I believe most of them know the answers. They know the next thing they need to do to get their business unstuck, as it were. But they just need a little push or a little incentive or accountability. And that's what I try to provide.
So let's talk a little about your top tech tips for entrepreneurs. We all know that we need technology. In fact, we're flooded with technology. But there's all these tips coming at us all the time. We just don't know which ones to look at, Florence.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is, it's very overwhelming. But the first thing that I have about technology, or the tip that I have, is to take the time to learn it. It won't overwhelm you if you know what it is that you need to do. So the best way to do that is to sort of take inventory of what your tech needs may be. And they differ for every business. Some may need email marketing. Some may need a marketing tech resource. But really take an inventory of the tech or the things that you need assistance with, and then find a tech tool that can assist you.
Florence, what if I don't know what I need? Where do I start?
And that's a very often question. Like, there's so much out there, I don't know where to start. The first thing is to really take a look at your business. What is it that you believe can help you go forward in your business? So you may say, oh, well, I need more marketing assistance. That's a very broad field. What kind of marketing assistance are you looking for? Is it social media help? Is it traditional marketing channels that you're trying to get more or become more effective in? There's really a sort of internal questionnaire that you have to ask yourself to identify those top things. Or you can come into a center, like our Small Business Development Center. We can have a conversation to help you pick out those top next steps that you need to move to in your business and find a tech tool that will help you do that.
Or another thing you could do is you could come to Sage Summit, which is coming to Chicago July 20th to 28th. It's one of the largest conferences for small and medium business, and you think you can learn a lot there too.
Absolutely, and I'll actually be a mentor there. So
excellent.
Myself and other individuals will be answering one-on-one questions or one-on-few questions to individuals looking to get that kind of assistance.
Florence, thanks so much for being on the show, and how can people get in touch with the SBDC at the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce?
The best way is to send us an email. You can visit our website at chicagolandchamber.org or send that email to fhardy@chicagolandchamber.org.
All right, Florence, thanks so much.
Thanks.
And I want to thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. Of course, I want to thank our sponsors, Sage Summit and Nextiva, our staff here at the radio station, Sarah Schaffer and Debbie Schreiner and Courtney Dury. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, come on, give me a call, 773-837-8250. Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hey, sorry I'm late.